man. Fuck it. Hello, pets. See to midnight here. I thought, since it's been a while since I wrote a post for you here, you know, like a Tuesday chew or a Wednesday witter, I thought I'd just record something instead. Because I'm sure there's a bunch of stuff that I've recorded and junk that I've just not told you about. In fact, I don't even know when my last thingamajiggy was, because I did an AMA. Yeah, I did the AMA on the 14th of Feb, so it was definitely before that. Wow, it's like more than a month ago. Oh dear. Wednesday Witter. Yeah, the last Wednesday Witter was... God, it was in January. Oh my goodness, guys, I'm so sorry. Okay, it's been very busy since then. Let me give you a recap. That's me trying to roll my R's. I'm shit at it. So in the last Wednesday Witter, which was... oh my goodness, no, it wasn't. It was the 19th. No, it wasn't. No, I was right the first time. Why did I write the date like that? Weirdo. okay, yeah. So that was back at the end of January. Since then, it's been rather busy. Oh my gosh, okay. Let's start at the top and then work my way down. I've started... excuse me, frog in my throat. I've started writing scripts. At the moment, I only have 3 because I cannot... unfortunately give too much of my time over to script writing because I have other writing projects I need to be getting on with. Some of them are very overdue and some of them are quite new, so if I'm not writing my own scripts, I should be working on that. However, I've had ideas just coming to me in the middle of the night or while I'm trying to eat my dinner, so I've got to get them out of my system. And there's something about Tuesdays, it's really freaking weird. Tuesdays seem to draw weird shit out of me. Weird, dark shit. So, like, I posted a script, about 40 minutes ago? Yeah, about 2 o'clock, called Don't Come, Bitch. And it's an M4F rape scenario where pretty much the reader is doing all sorts of things to the listener and telling them, if you don't come, I won't hurt you. If you don't come, I won't fuck you. If you don't come, I won't hurt you. You know? But of course, they're doing all these things and the poor listener's like, yep, there's nothing I can do about it. So yeah, dark stuff. Also, I don't know what's going on the algorithms, if there is such a thing across Reddit and whatnot, have changed, but I'm seeing a lot of requests. One of people are being more vocal about it. If so, then that's good too. A lot of requests for humiliation, for degradation, for denial, basically for the slightly darker S&M side of what I tend to do. And these aren't specific requests to me, by the way. I'm just seeing them as requests on Gone Wild Audible and Gone Wild Audio, and I think I saw one on the Dark Side Playground, although I'm not subscribed there, so I haven't really been paying attention. But I just thought, well, if people are asking for it, I guess writing a script like this will scratch a couple of itches? I don't bloody know. Anyway, so that's there. And there is now a post in the palace which will contain the scripts that I write. They will not all be, they will not all be invoice scripts. It's just that's what my head's doing right now. Although, I will admit that if it's an F-voice script, I'm very tempted to just do it myself. And if it's a self-script fill, I don't tend to make those scripts public because they're mine and they're my precious babies. So, yeah, that's a hurdle I'll cross when I get to it. But that's what's happening there. In terms of recent posts and recordings, God, it's been really freaking busy. Okay, I'm still working through my my library, like my backlog, my catalogue of stuff I previously posted to Patreon and Literotica. Frankly, if you're looking for the rest of my stuff, you can just go to Literotica and find it there because it's all there. But it's slowly coming across to Reddit. I'm trying to pace myself with the posts because I don't want to flood the board with my shit. I don't think that's very fair. So my posting schedule, if you'll bear with me. Blah, blah. cut it on a fucking huge calendar. I've hand-drawn, like, a calendar for the month because it's the only way to get squares big enough to write my shit in. So, this is what's supposed to happen, okay? This is what's supposed to happen. On Monday, I post my Safe for Work stuff on Patreon and on YouTube, is what's supposed to happen. On Tuesday, I post an archive or a reasonably new-ish post to Gone Wild Audible. On Wednesdays, the newest audio that I have to date will go live on my Patreon, and then something new will come on GWA. It will be something that hasn't been posted there before, so as far as you guys are concerned, it will be completely new. Yeah? Unless you're a member elsewhere. Why am I tangled? On Thursdays, I post a teaser, an erotic teaser on YouTube. You know, the Safe for Work version, because I don't really want to get wrist slapped by YouTube for posting porn on YouTube. So, yeah, all of the Thursday teasers on YouTube are the Safe for Work versions of the scripts that you guys are already getting. So don't be too concerned about missing those. Thursdays is also the day that the Literotica posts go live. So they should come... Let me just work that out. One, two, three. They come either a week or 2 weeks after they arrive on Patreon. So basically the newest stuff that I've penned myself will go on will be on Patreon first, and then we'll get to Literotica, and then it will go everywhere else. Fridays, Fridays is another Gone Wild Audible post. Again, that will be something that's already appeared on GWA. I tend to go Patreon, Literotica, GWA, Audible, and then wherever else, okay? And then Saturdays, which hasn't happened recently because I've been a bit sucky about it, is usually a script fill, because unless I speak to each individual script writer, you know, author, about posting my fills to Patreon, I can't post them there. I don't think it's right for me to take a fill, you know, something that someone else has written, and put it somewhere that has a paywall. So I don't, unless I've had explicit permission for that script, and I do that on a script by script basis. So I use Saturdays for posting script fills, and Sundays is when I'm supposed to do this talking to you business. One moment. Fuck. My workstation is such a mess. I'm so glad I don't have to hot desk or anything like that. Anyway, that's what my posting schedule is supposed to be like, which is why going through the last few posts this week tells me that I haven't been following that at all. I posted First Bite yesterday, I believe, which is a script fill. Vampires, yay! That was written by Jack Wright. Thank you very much, Jack Wright. That was spectacular. I also cross-posted The Ravishing of Wind, Earth, Water, Spirit, and Fire. Dear God, that's a mouthful, which is a collab. Ravisher Girl wrote it, and it was a collab with Hand in My Cookie Jar, Rufy Wren, LMNS, beg your pardon, After Dark, and Garden Slayer. And it was fun as hell. I loved doing that. I got to play Fire. Fire is such a hard bitch. She's like, yeah, I love you. Before that, I had... Daddy, I'm Sick. Which I didn't expect to get so much love. So thank you, people. That one, really popular. I guess my little persona needs a bit more love. Who knew? excuse me. And then if I roll it back a little bit more, the collab I did with Howls at Midnight. Now, this is the first time I wrote a script that I involved anybody else in, okay, to appease the mountain spirit. So an FM for a collaborative effort about a young girl taking her master. I say master, but it's like a guild master. Yeah, not her master, but someone she helps serve in her village, taking him up the mountain because he's terribly, terribly ill. And there is supposed to be a goodly, kindly spirit in the mountain who would cure him, except this spirit has other ideas. Howells voiced two parts for this, can I just say. He is fucking awesome. He did the master, and then he did the spirit as well. And here's the most spectacular part. He did, this is not a spoiler, you know it's coming. He also voiced the portions of the script where the spirit inhabits the master. So that's three voices he had to provide for this, in effect. And he did an amazing job. So if you haven't listened to that yet, you can find it here in the palace. It's also on Gone Wild Audio. Please, please have a look. Give it some love because he did such a good job. I'm so proud to be involved with such talented voice artist. Anyway, yeah, so there was that. I also posted I See You, which is another archive piece. You Serve Me, which is not an archive piece, but actually my Candygram for the Candygram exchange, which was posted on Gone Wild Audible for the month of February. That one was a lot of fun. I love playing the fandom card. And I also posted Light Reading and Heavy Breathing, which is an archive post. Librarian, think older mother type, you know, she's got teenage kids working in the library, and she happens across one of the students of the university pretty much whacking off in the library, and she shows him what to do. Oh man. And then, oh wow, I've been busy with collabs in the past couple of months, haven't I? Tighter on the Inside. I got to work with Moondance With Me again. You know I have a soft spot for him. Such a talented man. It was a Doctor Who inspired script written by Ravish Girl. I played a knockoff Amy Pond. He played the Doctor, and it was spectacular. Please give that one a look if you haven't as well. And then before that was Come On Us, Master. I tell you what, right? Ravisher Girl's had a lot of love from me over the past couple of months. I think I might need to lay off his scripts and give someone else a chance. But that was another collab, an FF4M, which... And it was a lot of fun. I love working with other people, okay? And I got to work with Venom this time. And something about the way... I don't know, something about the way that particular piece was written made it so that even though Venom and I were not in the same place, because I'm never in the same place as the people I record with, the flow, I imagine, was almost musical to listen to, and the way Kilbeggan managed to put it all together with his editing magic wand of spectacularness, I'm very, very pleased with that. So if you haven't had a listen to that, then please give that one a look too. I'm kind of directing you to all the collabs here because I love working with other people and it's so much fun. Was there another one? No, there wasn't. Oh, does this count? I can't remember how far back this was. The Ravisher Girl workshop. GWA in particular went absolutely bananas when this script went live. absolutely bananas. And the same thing happened when the post went live. And I believe there were two groups of ladies who took on this script. There's the group I worked with, so LM and S After Dark, Ruthie, and Hand in My Cookie Jar. I think I just like saying that. I think there was another group as well. Darn it, I'll have to go check it out. But yeah, this was an insanely popular script. At least if you go insofar as comments and upvotes, people got very excited about it. So when I got the chance to work on it, I was like, hell yeah! A bit like that, yeah. so that's definitely a one to take a look at if you have not. Obviously, don't look at these if the tags don't appeal to you. Can I just say, don't do that. That would be bad. but beyond that, if the tags are your thing, then look at these collabs because they are masterpieces. They really, really are. And I'm not saying that because it's something I've been involved in. I'm saying that because there are a bunch of other very talented people who make me sound good. Okay? So, yeah. Go have a look at the collabs. The last thing I wanted to mention in this wrap-up before I go away, because I need a cup of tea, is the introduction of the aftercare suite. It's something I promised, I don't even know how long ago now, I've lost all sense of time, but what I wanted was a single place I could, excuse me, I could direct people who needed the aftercare, basically, who had listened to something or had written something or, you know, just been involved in an audio in whatever capacity that upset them in some way. And there's a lot of aftercare for listeners, but there's far, far less for the writers, for the voices and for the editors. So I wanted to make a selection of audios that covered all of those bases. And the last update to that suite was the 8th of February. I do have more planned to go in there, particularly for voices and for editors, because they don't have much in there yet. But yeah, if... let me run through what I've got, that might help you. So for writers, taking a rest after writing a long or intense personal script, or comfort for the blank page. Looking at a blank page and knowing you have to fill it is fucking difficult. Okay, so I have an audio for that. I also have an audio for writers who are doubting what they've created. You know, if I've written something so dark and nasty, how does that reflect on me? Got a post for that. For voices, I have just the one at the moment, doubting your ability when faced with a tough script. It's important. I mean, I recorded a script just before doing this, and it was short, it was sweet, but it was the underdate, and I haven't done much of that. And not only was it that, but it was also F for F, and I'm just like, it shouldn't be difficult to match those in terms of the type of voice I use and the delivery, but for some reason, considering it was only a 14-minute record, and it'll probably end up about 10 minutes after I've fiddled with it and edited it down. It should have been very simple. Felt a bit weird. So that's the kind of scenario that audio is for. And then I've got one for editors, for challenging editing projects. I was particularly thinking of folk like Killbaggin when I wrote this one, just because there were so many collabs floating around at that time with as many as, you know, 4 or 5 voices in it. And that's hard work, yeah. And sometimes editors need a pat on the back as well. Let's appreciate what they do. So I did that. And then for listeners, I included the It's Just an Audio piece that I recorded way, way, way back when. That was written by Miss Kitten 02. And then I also recorded one called You Are Safe, which was specifically for audios that I voiced that have frightened people. not that I consider myself a scary voice or anything. I am the most timid and gentle voice ever. I am so soft-spoken usually. But of course, if I'm going to a yandere place or a femdom place, I frighten myself sometimes, let alone other people. So that's what that was for. And then I did another one for kink and fetish shaming. Your kinks and or your fetishes are yours. Nobody has the right to shame you for your fantasies. That's what that's for. And then right at the end of that list, there was just a general 12-minute relaxation piece where I'm practicing my, excuse me, my hypnotizing ability, which I do need to kickstart again. Otherwise, I'm going to lose everything I've learned, and then I'll never be able to take you under and give you HFOs. Ha ha ha. Anyway, yeah. wow. So how was that for a Tuesday Twitter? Tuesday Chew. Wait, what? Wednesday Witter, Tuesday Chew. Yes, this is a Tuesday Chew. Okay. Oh my God, I need to go. Do you know what? I'm not even going to edit this shit. I don't care. Raw, authentic Zeta Midnight at her best slash worst. Just have it. That is your Tuesday Chew. Enjoy the rest of your week. I actually have another post to put up this week if I'm following my schedule. Yes, it's the sensual experiment number one. Oh, you guys haven't heard any of these yet, have you? I hope you like it. In terms of experimental stuff, this was very, very early on in my experimenting career, I guess. Is that the word? Whatever. So it's before I got my beautiful Blue Yeti and before I really understood how Audacity worked. So if I've done a good job, let me know. If I haven't, don't worry about it. There's three more after that and hopefully they'll be a lot better. Right, that's it. I'm going now. Bye.